Hi, this is Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to the Seed World podcast. I'm talking today with Dennis West, a professor with the Department of Plant Sciences at the University of Tennessee. Researchers there have crossed white and yellow Tennessee corn lines with genetic stocks containing a cross-pollinator inhibitor gene. They developed 6 corn hybrids that may potentially lessen the risk of GMO contamination. According to Dennis, a single GMO corn plant commonly produces more than 2 million pollen grains, which may be carried more than 1/2 mile by wind. This long-distance cross-pollination can result in adventitious presence or GMO contamination of the grain of non-GMO varieties. The result is a loss of market value for the organic farmer. Welcome to the podcast, Dennis. I understand that this technology has been around for some years now. What differentiates your research from other research that's been done in this area?
There's a company in Iowa, and they have some varieties with this same trait in them in the past, and within the recent 5 years. Now, they are targeting primarily the organic grower, and ours are as well. Our focus is a little bit different, and our germplasm is different because we are in the southern U.S. or part of our mid-south, and they are in the central corn belt. So our varieties and theirs are going to differ in environmental adaptation.
And how exactly will these new varieties that you've developed help growers?
Well, because of this problem of contamination of non-GMO corn by pollen blown from GMO fields that were GMO corn, because corn is cross-pollinated and the pollen can be wind-blown for quite a long distance. If you have a corn field that's non-GMO and it is planted adjacent to a field that is GMO, the pollen from the GMO will blow into your field, and you'll get what is called adventitious contamination. That means just by random chance, the pollen from the GMO field blows into your field and pollinates corn. And there's no way to really prevent that in nature if you have that situation where you have GMO and non-GMO growing side by side. This technique, this pollination technique, this genetic system that we're working with would prevent that because it's a single gene, and in order to be pollinated, the pollen has to be from a plant that also has that one specific gene. And almost all, as far as I know, all commercial corn varieties do not have this gene in them.
I understand this technique has been used before. Can you give me an example of how else it's been utilized?
It has been used by popcorn breeders for a long time, so that popcorn cannot be pollinated by dead corn that's growing adjacent to the popcorn field.
Now, this sounds like a real game changer for the industry.
We hope they will. We are at the stage now. We have made some experimental hybrids, and we'll be testing those this year. And we're doing a couple of other tests. We're testing them to make sure that they cannot be pollinated by non-GMO pollen. So we'll do that test. Our program is small. We don't have many resources, so we've focused on developing one white-grained hybrid and one yellow-grained hybrid. And those are some of the material that we've worked with for a long time, and they've produced acceptable yielding hybrids. One of the things we may also do, if you're going to produce hybrid seed, that's a little bit, for some farmers, that's a little bit more complicated than they want to do. A lot of farmers, organic farmers particularly, want to save their own seed. So one of the things we're considering is looking at, once we have developed a white hybrid, for example, interpollinating within that hybrid so that we maintain the genetic basis, but no, it would no longer be a hybrid. It would be more like, we would call it a synthetic or an open pollinated variety. And farmers could then save their own seed. It wouldn't be quite as good as a hybrid because there's going to be some variability among plants, but they would still have the prevention of pollination by a GMO pollen. So farmers could, like, if you might have, you know, a GMO farmer, an organic farmer might have 10 acres of corn, And so, you know, that's about two bags of seed, maybe, or three bags of seed. And so maybe he doesn't want to try to produce hybrid seed, but he could save his own seed and plant the next year. So that's one of the things we're going to look at as well.
As I'm sure you know, anything involving GMO always comes with a little bit of controversy, GMO versus non-GMO. Have you heard anything in regards to this research as to whether or not it might help fuel some of that controversy by maybe creating some doubt in people's minds as to whether GMOs are actually safe or not?
Well, I don't think this would add. I think that's already in the public marketplace, that concern, and so I don't think this adds any to that at all. And you have a lot of people, you know, there's recently, the National Academy of Science recently published a report by some well-known scientists who had reviewed all of the literature on GMO corn for the last 20 years and concluded that GMO posed no health risk to consumers. The quality of GMO, as far as nutritional quality, was no different than the nutritional quality of non-GMO. So, but that's already in the marketplace. That because we're seeing some states consider, individual states are looking at labeling laws to require labeling of GMO products. So, I think that's already there. I don't think this adds to it any at all. To the public concern, I don't think this is going to add anything in that regard.
So, in other words, by actually providing a solution for growers to avoid GMO contamination, this may actually help to alleviate some of that controversy by maybe appeasing people's concerns a little bit.
Well, it would. It would remove one of their concerns. You know, we wouldn't have to worry now about, oh, how far do my neighbor is going to plant GMO corn? How far away do I have to be? You wouldn't have to worry about the distance at all. You know, you might, if you didn't have this, you might say, well, I need to be a half mile away. My corn needs to be a half mile from his corn in order to try to prevent contamination, or maybe a mile even, if you want to be real sure, you know. So this would remove that as one concern for the GMO, or not only GMO, but others who wanted identity preserved corn for whatever reason.
Thanks so much for your time today, Dennis, and thank you for listening to the Seed World podcast. You can subscribe by visiting iTunes or on any other podcast app, or by visiting seedworld.com. Bye for now.